in Sydney today. And across the country, students will gather in Town Hall at midday to take action in response to the government's most recent plan to fund a $600 million gas plant in the Hunter Valley. The strike is set to be the biggest climate protest since the beginning of the pandemic. And this morning, we are joined by Natasha, one of the many voices of the School Strike for Climate movement. Natasha, welcome to breakfast.
Hi.
Absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Must
Thank
be you a so much.
Very, very busy day for you. I'm going to start. I'm going to start by asking what the main message is behind today's protest.
Well, in short, we're demanding our leaders to fund our future and not gas. So, as you said, they've allocated $600 million. To this gas plant in the Hunter Valley, and that's only going to fuel the current climate crisis that we're in, and we need the government to funnel this money towards transitioning to renewable energy, which is much more sustainable and is going to be more beneficial both environmentally and economically.
And why did you get involved in the Strike for Climate protests? Is this your first protest, or you've been involved for a while?
I've been involved for about 2 years now. I got involved because, quite honestly, I'm very scared about the climate crisis, and I'm worried about what my future is going to look like. And I've been constantly disappointed by Australian politicians letting young people down and not providing clear solutions to climate change, because we do have solutions available, but it's about putting those in action, and that's not what our leaders are doing. So I've had felt the responsibility to take it to the streets and to protest this, because climate change is a very serious issue and it's happening now, and our leaders don't seem to be acknowledging this.
And what can people expect from today's march?
Today, so we're assembling at Town Hall at 12 and marching to Prince Alfred Park, but we want the government to know that we're here. And that we're responding to this, and that they can't get away with funding the fossil fuel industry without no repercussions, because there are going to be some serious damages in response to where they're putting their money.
Natasha, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm sure you've got a lot going on today, so I will let you get on with it. And just again, quickly, how can people get involved? Where are we meeting?
So if you're in Sydney, we're at Town Hall, 12 p.m. In the Sydney CBD. Anywhere else, head to our website or social media, and we've got strikes all around the country.
Thank you, Natasha. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much.